Testing. Does this thing work? Is this on? Okay. Hi, everyone. It's Alon here. I'm recording this from Princeton. I'm sitting in my room in my house on 37 Humbert Street. Downstairs, my new roommate Bart is sleeping on the couch. Right? Last night, we went to our next-door neighbor's house. Her name's Allie, and she had a bit of a party, and people drank a lot of whiskey, and so everybody's recovering today. Anyway, I'm sitting here in my room and I'm recording this letter. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about what's been going on here in Princeton. So, I've been in Princeton for 2 weeks. I arrived last Saturday. And I was pretty nervous when I moved from Princeton to New York because, you know, you never know what it's going to be like, and I was going to be moving into a new house with people that I didn't know. And so I rented a U-Haul in New York and drove on over. And yeah, since I've arrived, everything's been really nice, actually. The house which I'm living in is really nice. It's got 3 stories. Downstairs, there's a kitchen and living room. And there's a projector screen, so we project movies onto the wall and we play it from there. There's another living room upstairs, which nobody uses. And then my bedroom is on the 2nd floor. It's nice. I've got my own ensuite bathroom, which is really nice. And I set up the whole room. Last night I went online and ordered a new duvet and new pillows. And yeah, just really settling in. Work's been going all right. I don't work on the main Princeton campus, but work just outside of town. So every morning I catch the bus. It takes about 15 minutes to get there. For the first 2 weeks of work, I couldn't get into the building, GFDL. So I had to work across the road in the Sayre Hall. And I was working in this professor's office. So huge office with 2 big windows. Now I've finally got security clearance to go into GFDL. So I'm now in a no-windowed, very dark office, but at least that's the office which I'm going to be working in. When I first started work, my new bosses were really nice, and they said that I should take it easy, make sure to settle in nicely, and that I should work on my old stuff, the 2 papers that I'm trying to publish. So I should work on that, get those done before we start working on new stuff. So for the last 2 weeks, I've basically been working on publishing the last paper for my PhD and then publishing the other thing on icebergs, which I've been working on. The project which I'm going to be working on once I start is about icebergs. So it's not really clearly defined yet, but basically Alistair's asked me to write a code which shows how an iceberg would move in the water. So I'm writing it in MATLAB, and I've got like a little simulation on my computer now where you give the initial position of the iceberg and you give the flow field, and then you can watch the iceberg sort of moving around the flow field. It's pretty cool, it's not very sophisticated yet, so I guess over the next year I'm going to turn that into a more complicated model with thermodynamics and all that sort of stuff. I've met a whole lot of nice people. There's a bunch of PhD students and a bunch of postdocs, and everybody's really friendly. Princeton's not exactly the most exciting town, but it is beautiful. In the evenings when I finish work, I walk through the campus and I go to gym, and you walk through every building is like magnificent. There's churches and libraries, and you walk through and you feel like you're in a really beautiful place. What makes it even more beautiful is the fact that it's been snowing quite a lot. I'm sure you guys saw we had this huge snowstorm. So everywhere you look, there's snow and everything's white, and it's really a nice setting. Anyway, that's just a little bit of an update of what I'm up to, and let me know what you think of this recording, and if you like it, then maybe I'll send you another one. Ciao!